Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to the Cully Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And, you know, a lot of topics come from a lot of directions, but I'm shedding myself of this one because this was Panger's idea. I'm sorry. It's a moment of total honesty. We got to be honest. And here it is. I wrote it down. Bass needs to have an influencer event, tournament, I assume, that qualifies the winning influencer to one spot at a Bassmaster Elite Series event. Just one event. Panger, keep her cool.
Why are you so obviously skeptical of this right off the bat, Dave?
Well, I'm not skeptical of... Well, yes, I'm totally skeptical of it. Because, I mean, dude, I think the influencers that are involved in the sport are awesome. They're one of the biggest. I've never held that there's a weird thing where people were tournaments are against YouTubers or influencers. I've never been that guy. I'm like, wherever this sport's getting excitement is a good thing. And I think some of that stuff's amazing, but I mean, the guys from Good Good Golf are pretty awesome too, but you don't see the PGA throwing them in the Masters. And I don't think that,
you're going to regret that statement.
I've learned that that happens to me, but I'm just like, you look at how hard it is to make to the elites and everything that goes on. And by the smirk on your face, I feel like Good Good's got a spot in the Masters.
Just keep talking, Dave.
I'm okay. Convince me. Go ahead.
No. You got to finish your thought.
Well, my thought is that you just don't get a spot on the Elite Series. You have to qualify. Like, I mean, what does that say to somebody who narrowly unqualified, but if you just had enough followers, you could be part of this? What does that say to one of the greatest influencers in the sport that went through the 9 Opens events and qualified for the Elite Series, Ben Milliken? What does that say? So you could just kind of poke your nose in here every once in a while and it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you are soiling the sanctity of our sweet sport.
So I talked to Ben Milliken about this.
Okay.
Because Ben Milliken is a very notable social media influencer who made the jump to the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mm-hmm. He's in the top of the point standings this season.
Yes.
Won an Open, competed in the Classic.
Very well.
And he thought it was a great idea. However, he was sketchy on the logistics of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to direct your attention to a PGA.com tour article titled YouTube Golf Creators to Compete for Spot in Myrtle Beach Classic.
This is some bullcrap. See, you set
this
me up like
this.
This
is not some bullcrap.
You do this,
you
do this to me
up.
Every
you just,
time.
You said it all yourself.
You just casually throw it out like, hey, why don't we do this as a topic? Then you're like, subsection 3, item 4.
Prominent YouTube golf creators will compete for an unrestricted sponsor exemption in the PGA Tour's Myrtle Beach Classic tournament. Officials announced Friday they will host a tournament called the Q at Myrtle Beach with 16-player, 18-hole shootout. The winner of it will get to compete that week in the Myrtle Beach Classic. Influencers include a number of different people: Peter Finch, Grant Horvat, Luke Kwan, Micah Morris, and then a number of different ones. So prominent golf influencers with millions, and they get to go. And now there are some stipulations there. They have to have a certain handicap and whatnot. But this has already taken place, and they can't speak about it. And then in April, there will be an hour-long feature that will be released that will have the results of this tournament. And then said angler, Fat Perez is in it. And Bob Does Sports was on the bag for it. I watch all this stuff. I watch the golf. You want to put eyeballs on the sport? You want to have an impact on it? You want to draw interest to viewership, to live viewers? Why not do this on the bass side? We've mentioned in past episodes, and you've been a big proponent of The Rock. Look at what the Celebrity Pro-Am was. How many of those guys fish? You've got guys like the Tactical Bassing guys who could compete. You have a bunch of guys who are in it, and I think this would be an awesome one-off event for every year. You literally will have the highest level of tournament bass fishing, which is one of the biggest excitements that Ben Milliken had was, hey, here's a guy with a half million with a ton of followers who's going to showcase the Elite Series. He's going to showcase professional fishing to a bunch of people who possibly weren't familiar with the top level. I think it's a win-win, win-win-win, and you piggyback it off of some of the same concepts of what is happening currently this year at the Myrtle Beach Classic on the PGA Tour.
So it's obviously a keep. Yeah, totally. All about it.
No, yeah, no. You can't just flip it like that now. Oh, you walked right into that one on multiple levels, Dave.
Well, no, yeah, it was very, very set up, but that's fine. That's fine. I'll take the hit. I just feel I spend a whole year on the road with 103 dudes who scratch and claw to make a living in this sport and have and some of the most amazing underdog stories. And I think everything that we can do to shed light on the sport, to help it grow, to help all those 103 anglers is great. But I just feel like there's got to be a line, dude. Like, you can't just, I mean, you're turning the whole world into jackass. Like, just because it gets eyeballs doesn't mean it's right. I mean, if Matt Robertson sets his pants on fire at an event, a lot of people will look at it, but that's not the right. Well, maybe it is the right thing. I don't know. I just feel like the old fashioned in me feels like you're crossing a line there, but maybe you're not. I don't know.
Do you feel like this cheapens the Myrtle Beach Classic?
No, but it makes it a bit of a sideshow. You know, like, so what? I mean, dude, my favorite movie of all time is Happy Gilmore. I'm all about the underdog coming in. I mean, there's no less than 5 to 6 Happy Gilmore references dropped in every single way in that I MC. So I love that story, but it seems different, dude. I don't know. I don't like, statistically, I have no way to argue this because you're right. There will be more eyeballs. There will be, it is the future of that. There's a reason the PGA is getting involved in this, because there's a subculture of people that literally went and just made their own videos and said they were the best that are getting a lot of eyeballs. I mean, it's the shock value. It's the reason that those golfers are who they are. Those golfers can obviously still golf, and your PGA has stipulations for that. And if you look at what Hood Fishing did, I mean, he won the Pro-Am. I mean, and Chris Aldane said right on the thing, I mean, he caught 15 fish. I caught 2. So everything there says that it should happen. But there's a weird old fashioned part of me that's just like, I don't know why I'm saying no, but I just feel
you're keeping
like
it or calling it.
I'm calling it with no damn good reason to call it, just because I'm calling it for the 102 dudes that I spend all year with. I'm calling it for the people who have recently been eliminated from the Elite Series. You know, people that are good, mm-hmm. hardworking.
It's a one-off
that are
tournament.
Working
They're not on the Elite Series. They just get to fish that event as a
which event exemption. Are we going to let them fish?
Whichever one. You know,
which you think would be the best?
I don't know next year's schedule.
Okay.
So you're calling it.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'll say about this. I think it's a great concept, a great idea, but there's a difference between showing up to a golf course with a bag of clubs and a caddy and putting people in a 250 horsepower tournament setting on the water. There's a lot more logistics that go into play. Shockingly, I too am a little bit old school when it comes to the sanctity of making it to the top level, the Elite Series like that. And while I think that it would be a fantastic marketing tool and strategy that would get a lot of publicity, I'm culling it as well, because it is so hard to get to that top level, and those guys shouldn't have to deal with any external factors that come into play with a one-off angler in that event.
I feel violated. I don't know if I can deal with this emotional roller coaster that you've put me through. I didn't even know. I mean, yes, I don't even know what to say. Finally, The Rock has come back to Santee Cooper.
I don't know. Do you say that? Now I might have to change it to keep, because that would be a hell of a call on stage, Dave.
Oh, dude. I would both.
Give me a good one. You didn't do it like full throttle. You got to give us the full throttle Mercer on stage. Just say that. Like that same line. Come on. Hit us with it.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Santee Cooper. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And then his theme music hits and he just bursts from behind stage, just double sevens.
What if we don't even talk about it? What if he just invades the sport? What if it's just like, I mean, if The Rock just like in the middle of the way and it's his music plays and we're like, who the hell's this guy? And he just comes out and, I mean, we're turning the sport into wrestling. Right now you are pissing off some people, Penger, and I don't even know.
I called it.
Yeah, but you.
I want to keep it, especially after the potential for the magic that could happen on stage with that.
It would be incredible. I would love it. I would love it, but we're both culling it. This has been the weirdest cull ever. Let us know what you think. Keep or cull?